Hey everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and today we're going to go over three phrasal verbs that you guys can use in your everyday English conversations. So number one, turn on. This means to activate an electronic device or a source of power. The present tense you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Please turn on the lights. It's getting dark. Past tense. She turned on the TV as soon as she got home yesterday. Future tense. I will turn on the heater before you arrive tomorrow. So that is the phrasal verb turn on. Number two, give back. This means to return something to its owner. Present tense. I need to give back the books I borrowed from you. Past tense. He gave back the money he owed me last week. Future tense. She will give back the keys once she's done with the car. So that was the phrasal verb give back. Number three, run out of. And this phrasal verb actually has three words in it. Run out of. And that means to have no more of something left, or to not have any something anymore. So the present tense, we are running out of milk. Can you buy some? Past tense, they ran out of time and couldn't finish the test. Future tense, if we don't ration our supplies, we will run out of water by next week. So that was the phrasal verb run out of. You guys can see that these examples show you how you can use each phrasal verb and how it can be adapted to fit different time frames in everyday conversations. So the next time that you guys are having an English conversation, try to incorporate these phrasal verbs and see how you do. And in this podcast, you guys can actually leave a comment. So I want to see you guys maybe write some sentences using one of these three phrasal verbs or all of them if you want. Until next time, have a great day.